Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
As the hype of the Diggs trade died, with the news now that he's going to be on the final year of his contract, for me, not really. It really just kind of depends how you want to look at it. For me, the reason why the Texans made the move they did is because they had the extra second round pick. And the reason they had the extra second round pick was because they knew that they needed a receiver after they missed out on Keenan Allen. So they traded their first round pick. They got 2 seconds. They moved back 19 spots. And they traded that extra second for Stephon Diggs. That's how I look at it. If you don't think that they needed a receiver, then perhaps you think that giving up a second round pick for a rental is too much.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel. If you feel that they're a big move away from really making some noise this year, and you are willing to factor in what they did, because the reality of the situation is, and I don't want to speak for you, if they had never made that Minnesota trade and they traded the second round pick, would you have a few more questions?
Maybe. But you're talking to the wrong guy, because I feel like the restructuring of the contract only gets me more excited.
Okay.
It only gets me more excited for Stephon Diggs. And the biggest reason is he's never been more motivated to have a great year. Well, he has twice. 2017, when he had the best season of his life to that point and got a brand new contract. Oh, by the way, that was a contract year. And 2020. When he had the greatest season of his life with 127 catches. He's never topped that. 1,650-something yards. He's never topped that. And first-team All-Pro. Oh, by the way, that also was a contract year. This is, in essence, a contract year. You're getting the hungry, absolutely at his best, Stephon Diggs. If it doesn't work out, okay. You know, and what is not working out? You've brought that a couple of times. Maybe it's 80 catches. I'll take 80 catches. You know, maybe it's 900 yards. I'll take 900 yards. So
the hype has increased for you.
For me, you're talking to the wrong guy. It makes it better for me.
You're more excited.
More excited because I think of what you're going to get on the field, and you can cut your losses. And, oh, by the way, this is a pivotal thing for me. If you didn't know about Nico Collins, if that was your reservation, like, is he a number one? And for that matter, Tank Dell to a lesser degree. You're going to have another year to figure that out. So maybe he'll even outplay Stephon Diggs. Okay, well, he's gone. And he's helped you in 2024. No, I think it's better. Flat out.
Okay. I mean, that's one way to look at it. I don't necessarily hate what you're saying, because the reality is they had the extra second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But if they would have just traded the second round pick, I would be a little bit. Well, because
then you don't have anything.
I've had some good interaction on Twitter on this between breaks, and the one outlook is, well, you could have just drafted a receiver at 22. Okay, you draft a receiver at 22. Okay, you're crossing your fingers. Which one?
Yeah, who is he?
One do you want? What is he going to do? Who's he going to be? then you're going to have your original draft picks, I guess, and then you can figure out what you want to do in the second or third. So you're not going to have 2 seconds.
Right.
So you're going to have the second or third. You're actually going to have less picks to work with this year to build this team. And I think they like this draft better than next year's.
And while you're not wasting a pick, you're using a pick on a wide receiver, where now you can use those picks on different areas and have a wide receiver.
They got one.
Yeah.
They got him for 1 year, and we'll see what happens. It does seem like some people have kind of changed their minds as to how they feel about it. Let's go to James real quick. James, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Just calling to see, you know, since the restructure of the Diggs contract, does that potentially change Caserio's draft board as far as maybe targeting a wide receiver in the early rounds for next year, since Diggs isn't probably not going to be here next year? Or
You're talking about 25. Yeah, I almost brought that up. I think it gives you the flexibility.
Well, my thing is this. I don't think that Nick is surprised that this is what happened with Diggs. It seemed like it was a pretty calculated plan. Like, when you add the second round pick that you end up sending to Buffalo for Diggs, when you restructure Titus Howard's contract a certain way, like, I don't know that they got to a point where this was like some sort of curveball. I think they might have been anticipating this. So perhaps they draft a wide receiver, but I don't think it's going to be something where all of a sudden Nick was like, oh, what am I going to do? Oh, now I got to draft a receiver. I think this was a little bit more laid out than that.
Yeah, I mean, what about Nick Caserio has indicated that the next big thing that happens is going to be a surprise. He's you know, he's so calculated, and every step that he's taken, you can tell, and you can go back and look at it now. Like, he had this next move in mind, then this move, and then this move, and we've talked about that this week. So what he's doing with this contract, there is no surprise. There's going to be some adjustments, perhaps, because he's done that, but there's no surprise about what his next move or decision is going to be. He's just kind of waiting. If Stephon Diggs says, I have 110 catches, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, and I want to be a Houston Texan in 2025. Maybe he can work with that, because this doesn't
right?
Yeah, this doesn't preclude you from Nico and Stephon Diggs getting restructured.
Let me ask you this: what does it take? What would it take for the Texans to choose Diggs over Nico next year? He's gonna be 31, 32 years old.
I don't think they will. It would have to be enormous, because Nico has to be redone.
What would it be for what would it take for them to take Nico over Diggs? Just more of the same?
No. I think that's part of the reasoning here. Is like, we think Nico can be a number one. Let's see what happens in 2024 to validate that. And if he is, if he has that Stephon Diggs kind of year, like, hey, man, appreciate the support and the help. We're going to go with Nico, you know?
Man, $100,000. I know that he's rich. I know he's making like 20.5. Man, you paid $100,000 for the number?
Well, he got an extra $3.2 million.
That's not even what you've been wearing, man.
He wants it.
And I know it's the complete opposite outlook on the draft equity, but, man, you paid $100,000 for that?
You just got an extra $3.2 million. You're going to throw $100,000 for a jersey you want? Sure.
Well, the other thing is this. I don't think that Jimmy Ward is good enough to wear number one at this point.
Maybe.
I mean, you know my rule.
Yeah.
You got to be a baller to be rocking one out there. Jimmy, maybe there was a time. Not there anymore, man. Just put a 20 on and blend in.
I also think that Jimmy Ward was like, didn't even care that much. He wore 25 and number 20 for like the vast majority of his career until his last year at San Francisco and then here.
Yeah.
So he's like, you can give me $100,000 for the number? Sure, man. Cool. I'm going to Cabo. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't think he cares.
Can't you do a little bit more than go to Cabo for $100,000?
You can do a lot more than go to Cabo.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. $100,000?
Yeah. But I was just using that as an example. What's the easiest money you've ever made? Because that's the easiest money he's ever made.
I don't know. No idea.
Really?
No clue. Keep that to myself, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll keep that to myself, sir.
Well, now everybody's interested.
Yeah, well, sorry about it. Keep that to myself. That's going to stay back in the college days. The Rockets, dead or alive, their season's dead, right? They're done.
They gone.
This was Ime Udoka after the Rockets lost yesterday to the Warriors. They lost 133-110. It was ugly. Curry and Thompson, 29 points each. Rockets now 38-38. They're not going to be in this play-in. Here's Ime Udoka on the effort of his squad.
It looked like the moment was too big for a lot of players out there. Saw it look like deer in headlights a little bit. Either look soft or scared, one or the other, and that's two bad things for a lot of our guys to have, and didn't rise up to the moment like I thought we would.
Love that dude.
I like that, man.
Yeah.
And I think he's right.
What would Steven Silas have said?
I don't know. Look, there's no shame in it. You're a 500 basketball team. You've made progress. Mm-hmm. The reality of the situation is, I know a lot of Rockets fans won't like to hear this, is that win streak was nice, but there were three times where you played good teams in the West that needed to win as much as you did, and all three times they kicked your ass.
Yeah.
So perhaps this team is further along than we thought they would be, which is great. But if you were thinking all of a sudden this team was ready to be on that level, the last three games should let you know that. And that's not the end of the world. That's not a bad thing. They beat your ass. They needed it as bad as you did.
Yes.
So that's there's no shame in it.
There's no shame in that. And what I really like is Ime Udoka, while he was talking to us, he was talking to his own squad. I'm sure he said that to them as well. And that's just so refreshing for this squad. A young team like this needs to hear that and needs to know that, because you know what? The other part about this, he was right. The moment was too big for him.
And now, got to finish 500.
That's the goal. What was your prediction, 42?
42 wins.
Well,
38-38.
Got a chance.
42.
Yeah.
Got to finish 500.
Mm-hmm.
Astros versus Rangers rivalry. Is this rivalry alive?
Okay. It's a rivalry. And it's growing. And I thought last year really took it to another level. So, yes, it's a rivalry. I kind of feel like it's not as venomous, as intense as most rivalries. Even though they had benches clearing last year. You know, we talked about it on the show. But I think it's a rivalry. It's a good rivalry.
Is it?
But this isn't – it just doesn't feel like – it needs more – seasoning, so to speak.
Does it?
I think it does.
I don't think anything about this.
Well, I don't think anything about the Rangers kind of flexing about how they got over on the Astros. Well, they did, you know, literally got over on them and won the World Series. But I don't feel like they're like have something over the Astros. Hell, the Astros are favored ahead of them, or they were to start the season, to get to the World Series. So the rivalry needs a little seasoning, and the Rangers are kind of like an eye roll right now. And I don't want to hear, by the way, Astros fans, and I haven't heard this.
You're on the soapbox. So you're talking to Astros fans.
A little bit on the soapbox.
Look at this guy. This guy's important.
I am talking to Astros.
He's talking to Astros fans. Astros, hey, if you're fans. An Astros fans, pull over, put your hazard lights on.
Yeah.
This is important. Your leader, John Lopez, is talking to you.
Yes. I am here for you. Don't, if the Astros win this series, don't think like it's some kind of, I guess, revenge or...
No one's going to think that.
I just know I can feel it's
going
to happen.
You are. Come on.
I can feel
what
it.
What in the hell?
This is just like the Bills playing the Chiefs in the regular season and beating them.
Look.
Cool.
Nobody lost sleep over the Astros losing to the Rangers.
Yeah.
Nobody lost sleep over that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you lost sleep because they lost. It's not because it was the Rangers.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks that. But how did I say I'm going to enjoy Astros baseball? And this is kind of a middle finger to it's early guy. One series at a time, baby.
Oh, God.
Won the last series. On to the next one. One series at a time, baby. That's how I'm doing it.
Yeah.
One and one.
I want to beat the Rangers.
Or 1-1.
Because it's a rivalry.
I'm going to update it. Series 1-1.
I want to win every series, but I definitely want to beat the Rangers. But it's not some sort of like gotcha or revenge or
nobody
anything.
Thinks
yeah,
that.
I'm
you
worried.
Made that up.
No, I'm worried it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I really am.
And then you're going to have the point to the ring type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Please nobody, don't.
Nobody
please
cares.
Don't do that.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
What's this steroid thing that's being thrown out there now? I've heard Sean talk about it. Is it just kind of a joke that Garcia's on steroids?
Adolis Garcia is enormous.
Yeah.
Bigger than last year, I think. Probably taking some performance-enhancing drug.
What is with you people? Y'all are just throwing this out there.
Probably. I didn't say he was. I said,
what if he's just doing a lot of push-ups?
Well, what's he doing before he takes those push-ups? No, I mean, just my opinion, but I don't care. Like, I feel like every team, including the Astros, sorry, have guys that take performance-enhancing drugs. That's just the way it is. So it doesn't affect me one way or the other. Yeah, he's a big dude. Because Phil Maton hit him. I remember his shirt got kind of split open or torn open or whatever, pulled open. And people have been taking that picture and like, look at him now versus look at him last year. Yeah, he's huge. He's a monster.
But he was a monster last year.
Yes, he was. And he may well be, you know, doing something that...
He ain't on no pads.
Come on.
He's not on any pads.
I don't know if he is, but everybody, I mean, players on every team have guys that are
all right, name an Astro who's on steroids.
I don't. I can't.
Give me one.
I can't.
Give me a name.
But I bet you there is.
Give me a name.
I can't. But I bet you there is.
You're giving me his name. Give me a name.
No, I said I don't know if he is, but I'm sure they are.
What do you mean you said you don't know if he is? You said he was.
I said probably. Probably. I don't know if he is. But yeah, I mean, this doesn't affect me the least bit.
I wish they could do steroids again. I missed the steroid era. No, I'm serious. I miss the steroid era. I miss Mark McGwire making his
BP
baseball uniform look like a damn dry fit.
Batting practice was can't miss.
Yeah. Oh man.
It was can't miss.
They might as well have been swinging with TPX bats. Yes. I miss the steroid era. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Oh, he's doing steroids.
Hey.
Okay, cool.
Sammy Sosa could only button one button. I actually felt stupid because I really didn't notice.
I felt stupid.
Maybe I was just in the middle of my childhood just enjoying it.
I was in the clubhouse and I saw bottles in their lockers. Hand of God, I've told you the story. When we were following, I followed McGwire
who?
And Sosa
Who's
around.
Locker?
McGwire's. No, oh, okay. His. Like, I can tell you because I was there. I was standing in front of his locker. And it was Andro Steendion? Andro Steendion, I think, was the one. I saw a bottle of it in his locker. I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, okay, whatever, supplements.
I mean, it's not like you take steroids and can hit a baseball. I mean, there were some sorry-ass players on the Mitchell Report.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just loved it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you always had that emerging guy. Damn, Brady Anderson looks like he could beat up The Rock.
Wait a minute. He had 11 home runs last year and
54
this year?
Wow. He really put in that work this offseason. Brett Boone came out there looking like, damn.
Oh.
Brett Boone looked like D'Amico. Brett Boone was like the skinny little second baseman. And then Brett Boone came out there and it was like, damn, is that Ray Lewis? Sorry, just bat flipping. I miss that, man. That's what hurt baseball more than anything. What hurt baseball was they made a big deal about the steroids.
Well, they at that point...
They should have just ignored it.
They probably should have. Well, no, then who knows? Anyway, wherever you fall on
Let's
that.
Get on the juice, man.
But, I mean, there still are.
It's nah, just different but it needs to be more common.
Yeah,
we just need more steroids.
It's just different ways that things they're taking now. And way to mask tests and all that stuff. But there was a lot of players... Wasn't Gonzalez also one of them?
Juan Gonzalez?
No, the former Astro.
Luis Gonzalez?
Luis Gonzalez. Didn't he
never looked jacked, did he?
But he had the big, big jump in production one year.
Yeah, but I thought he just
worked
on a swing.
Am I speaking out of turn?
I think so.
Let me see his stats here. I think he had one year where I was like, oh.
Nah, he was doing his thing.
Was he?
Come on.
All right. Well. Well. He went from... 10 home runs in 97.
Yeah. That's solid.
All right.
He's a
There were two big jumps. 10 home runs in 97 to 23 in 98.
That's hard work.
How about this one?
You can give that one hard work.
31 home runs in 2000.
Okay.
57 in 2001.
Man, he was just seeing the ball. I think he got LASIK or something.
He got LASIK.
Moral of the story is I miss the steroids. I don't care what anybody says.
57 home
runs. I miss the steroids. Big time. Man, baseball was better back then. Batting practice, man.
Batting practice was like
a damn movie.
Batting practice was better.
Go watch a McGwire Sosa batting practice. It was sick.
31 to 57.
Coming up, the internet goes nuts. CJ Stroud gets a backhanded compliment from a rap superstar next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans trade for Stephon Diggs. Cameron from It Is What It Is. He's got some jokes. About C.J. Stroud. Praise for the Texans. Jokes when it comes to their quarterback.
The Texans is really smart on the Texans' part, man. I'm getting him. But I really believe they just get tired of Stephon Diggs crying in the offseason. Every offseason, it's like speculation. He don't want to be there. He don't like it there. Him and Josh Allen got a problem. They just said, believe me, if he wasn't crying, they wouldn't let him go. You know, Stephon Diggs isn't somebody overnight talent. He's really good. So for them to let him go, had to be some problems. But congratulations to the Texans. They're good. We like them. They're good. And yeah, it's cool. They got a black coach and a black quarterback, young man. Got good morals. You know, end of the day, he giving hitchhikers a ride home when they need it. All type of shit. That's a good young man in quarterback position.
Giving hitchhikers a ride. I'm assuming he's talking about Amber Rose, perhaps.
Yeah, that's it. That's what he's talking about. She really needed a ride.
She needed it.
Really needed a ride.
Very badly. Yeah. Swell fella, that C.J. Stroud.
I got the internet going nuts.
Tari Eason got cooked.
So he went on Instagram after the Rockets cut the Warriors lead to half game.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went up to three. He hadn't played since January 5th, I believe.
Correct.
And then yesterday he wore a shirt that said, Warriors come out and play.
Yeah,
Warriors. And he was kind of trolling on the sidelines a little. He was kind of Spike Lee yesterday. Yeah.
And then at the end, Steph Curry had two plastic bottles. Did you see that? Was clicking them like in the Warriors movie toward the Astros, or kind of toward the Astros bench. Clearly.
Rockets.
Toward the Rockets bench. Clearly taking a shot at Eason and all that stuff. And then Clay... after the game, he noticed.
You guys heard that Warriors come out to play video?
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing, you're out there competing, and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, what are we doing? Like, times we talk mess, at least we're out there competing. I'm not going to miss. That's all I have to say about that.
That was bad look. Bad look. My favorite part was Steph with the bottles. Just kind of.
What movie is this from?
The Warriors.
Never saw it.
It's the one that Shaq claimed, you quoted.
Never saw
during
it.
Can you dig it? You know, all that
never
stuff.
Saw it.
It's a cult classic.
It's a good movie.
It's a cult classic.
Never saw it, man.
Warriors.
Yes.
Come out to play.
Yeah, that.
Never heard of it.
And there he's clicking bottles.
I've heard the line.
So,
I didn't know that.
So Steph had the plastic bottles and he was clicking them like in the movie. Just got cooked. Absolutely cooked.
Tyler Milner wouldn't bet on Steph Curry over point total yesterday because he said it makes you a bad fan or something. What was the...
Would he
have won the bet?
I'm not sure, but he did text me saying, bro, chill. I was just like, what? Because Klay Thompson was going crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You think she looked like Klay Thompson?
Yeah.
Damn.
You do look like Klay Thompson.
Yeah. I've gotten that a lot.
I hadn't thought of that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Jalen Green could probably rotate on defense, and that probably wouldn't have got off to as nice of a start.
Was it like 33 to?
Dude, he wasn't even rotating. Hey, ball wall, brother. It's not Paul Wall. It's ball wall.
Ball wall.
When you're one pass away,
yep.
Deny the ball. When you're two passes away, you get on the wall and you close your ass out. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, act like I didn't know that. Know a little thing or two about high school basketball.
Look at you.
Come on, Jalen.
Look at you.
I got the internet going nuts.
Per KPRC, Stephon Diggs had to pay Jimmy Ward $100,000 for the number one jersey. So $100,000, Stephon Diggs, he's going to trade in the number 14, and he is going to rock Numero Uno.
I like it. I like it for Jimmy Ward. I like it for Stephon Diggs. New start. Cool number. The 713 is in play with CJ Stroud and Tank Dell. I think if they will. I think they need to absolutely exploit this. Other numbers were changed as well. You have them here.
Yes. Danielle Hunter's number 55. He's not going to rock the 99 that he's rocked.
Sounds good.
Azeez Al-Shaair is going to rock 0.
Very cool.
Jeff Okuda is going to rock 11.
Whatever.
At corner.
Whatever.
That's not weird to you? Whatever. 11 at corner?
It's not yet. It doesn't do it.
You're just going to act like that's a whatever?
Whatever.
11.
You don't like it.
You can't suck now, buddy.
Well, that's true.
No, like the, no, that's the, true. The if you're going to rock 11, now if you're going to rock a single digit or something like mm-hmm. that, then maybe we can tolerate you
yeah.
being, but you cannot wear 11 and suck.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Okuda.
I'll give you that.
Can't do that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be that bold on that island, you can't suck. Yeah. So maybe that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Johnson, he's not going to be single digits.
Good.
He's going back to 32, his original number with the Texans.
Yeah.
And I bet you in Lonnie Johnson's mind, he probably thinks a lot of people have 32s that they can whip out of the closet.
Yeah, they'll be able to bring those back. Bring back your jersey. I'm back.
And then Kenyon Green. He's no longer going to rock number 59. Kenyon Green's going to rock number 76.
Dwayne Brown, baby. Channeling Dwayne Brown.
If only. He needed a number change.
Yeah, he did.
If there was ever anyone that needed a number change, it was Kenyon Green.
Yeah, he definitely did. And maybe that's his new start.
I got the internet going nuts.
Still going nuts. There was an earthquake measuring just under 5 on the Richter scale in New York City today. First time, I believe, in 15 years. And it was good enough that people felt it, including on at the MLB Network.
Yeah, that is true. But that was entertaining right there. Who was your best?
Are we having an earthquake? Seriously. Are we having an earthquake? I think we're having an earthquake.
I'm not kidding.
Hey, we're finally going to end up on awful announcing. We're having an earthquake. What's going on here?
Is everything okay?
Control room is shaking. We're shaking.
Are you guys okay?
You guys are all right, right?
We're staying in this, but okay. I'm not kidding you.
This is not a bit. All right, let's go to break.
Guys, you
let's go to break because I'm leaving.
Shake it.
That was Robert Flores. You said you've never been in an earthquake?
I don't believe so.
I've been in a couple, including a relatively significant one. It's worse than anything. It's just so...
Worse than anything?
It's...
Worse than a tornado?
In terms of, like, it just comes at you.
A tornado, like, a hurricane?
Well, here's why. It's out of nowhere.
Yeah, but a like tornado it's out of nowhere. A hurricane?
You can see them coming. Or you're
yeah,
warned
about
them.
They last forever.
Not forever.
Compared to an earthquake.
Some earthquakes can
How
last
long
up
was
to,
that earthquake?
That one was 20-something seconds.
Okay.
Some of them, that feels like forever.
Yeah.
Some of them last over a minute. And I was in one in Manhattan Beach, California.
You
I,
said worse than anything,
I said, in this regard, like you're just moseying along. Like I'll give you an example. When I was in Manhattan Beach, I was at a buddy's house, just chilling on a Saturday. And it was a 6 point.
And what'd y'all do after? Chilled?
Yeah, to this point, he was a native of California.
Yeah.
And as soon as he started feeling it.
It's like a little shower for him.
No, dude. The cars were bouncing on the street.
Yeah.
You could see them. The house was shaking.
For how long?
It was close to a minute.
So it was basically like a lowrider.
It was scary.
It's like Eddie Guerrero coming down to the ring.
No, there's no warning whatsoever.
I lie, I cheat, I steal.
And he goes, earthquake.
Done.
Get under the doorway. I was like, seriously? And then you could feel it big time.
And then what?
It's scary.
And then you're fine.
Well,
right?
You don't know how bad it's going to be.
You were cool.
I ended up being cool.
Yeah.
But you don't know how bad.
Okay. I would rather be in an earthquake than a hurricane any day. Any day.
Buildings falling if they're bad.
I mean, you're going extreme now.
Bridge falling if they're bad.
You're going extreme now.
Well, of course. Just like hurricanes and bad thunderstorms. It's the extreme that gets them. Gets you. It's no joke. It's no fun.
Yeah, it would weird me out for sure.
Yeah.
I got the internet going nuts.
Mike Tyson explained why he's fighting Jake Paul at the age of 57. I got to hear this.
Whatever I'm afraid to do, I do it. And that's how it is. I was afraid for the Roy fight. I was scared to fight again. I was 100 pounds overweight. I was however old, 54, 53. And I said, let's do it. Anything I'm afraid of, I confront it. And that's my personality. Like right now, I'm scared to death. But as the fight gets closer, the less nervous I become because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Okay.
I think it's a good philosophy to have, to be honest.
I believe him. Some people say that. I actually believe him.
No,
some people be like, yeah, you know, fear just
brings... Confront your fears.
Yeah. I believe him.
Yep. And he has.
Anything he says.
Multiple times.
I believe him.
He has.
I got the internet going nuts.
The dream is over.
Which one?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Who that?
You know who that is.
That's the...
Indiana State.
The honky in the NIT.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
Yep. They made it to the championship game. They made it to the final shot.
Did he miss it?
No, he didn't get the ball. He was open.
Ah, man.
Some other dude took it, and he was wide open. And they missed the three-pointer, and Seton Hall wins in the NIT championship game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the dream is over.
We hardly knew you.
Yeah.
We hardly knew you, my friend.
Yes, we did.
NIT, was that better for him than a one-and-done tournament or not?
I think getting to the finals shows you that they should have made the tournament, right?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
They were considered to be in the tournament, and then they didn't get it. It happens every year. But
was this his last year? Is he a senior?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah. There you go. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop. Coming up, the hits are lit. An intense call outs and a local athlete discusses one of the best teams in the league. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
So there's more to it. The hits are lit here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so the Texans have wiped out the final 3 years of Stephon Diggs' contract, which gives him the ability to become a free agent after next season. Also gets a little raise, $3.5 million to be exact. They move that into a bonus this year, which means he's going to make $22.5 million, one-year deal for the Houston Texans. And John Lopez thinks you're going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs.
I absolutely do, and I think there's evidence to back that up. And think about it from both perspectives. Stephon Diggs, no real guarantees after this coming season, but we'll give you $3.5 million, and you can be a free agent if you have a great season. Cool. Think about it from the Texans' perspective. We're not 100% sure what version we're going to get. We get it. You know, we think he's going to be great here. But let's go ahead and cover ourselves. We only gave up that second-round pick for him. Let's guarantee that we're going to get the version of him because he's in a contract year. The only two times as a professional that he's had contract seasons were in 2017 when he had his best season to that point. In his career, and ended up getting a 29-something million dollar contract. And then 2020, when he had the greatest season of his life, was a contract year. 127 catches, 1,535 yards, first team all pro. So now the Texans are going to get that hungry guy here. And it really didn't cost him a whole lot more. Somebody was posting a poll. It wasn't Sean. He does a lot of polls, but it wasn't Sean. Earlier about now that the contract here, do you look at the trade differently?
Yeah.
I look at it like it's better. It's better.
The consequences aren't high. So
yeah.
It's kind of fine. They got the extra second round pick to make this move. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
So the notion that they gave up, you know, that draft pick and what you could or couldn't get with that draft pick, I don't look at it that way because I think this was the pivot from the Keenan Allen.
And how about the throw-in picks? A fifth and a sixth. I think the fifth...
Because you don't get a comp pick.
Yeah, they're not going to get a comp pick now if he signs elsewhere after this coming season. But they kind of do, and this is another Nick Caserio special, because they had him throw in that fifth-round pick as well. It also helps their cap in 2025 because he's going to be a free agent in essence. If they had his contract here, whatever they did with that would have hurt their 2025 cap some.
The Astros are starting a series with the Rangers tonight. Hunter Brown's going to be on the bump. Jeremy Peña, we've kind of seen a resurgence? Is it overcoming a sophomore slump? Whatever it is, it's early, but he's looked pretty good. He's been hitting very well, showing a little bit more power. I wonder if, when it comes to the Texans, there could be another guy with a third-year player whose last name starts with a P in Jalen Petrie. He had a good rookie season, a lot of promise, a lot of optimism, much like Jeremy Peña, although Jeremy Peña obviously was the ALCS and World Series MVP. He had a sophomore slump. Jalen Petrie had a massive sophomore slump. And now it seems like Peña's kind of figuring it out. What if Jalen Petrie... does the same thing right there. Maybe there's a little the killer peas, the third year killer pea type of angle.
Well, they haven't done anything at safety, so they may still well do it, but maybe they're feeling it. I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence in it. Do you?
In Jalen Petrie? Yeah. No. And the thing about the difference between Jeremy Peña and Jalen Petrie, I think it wouldn't shock me. I'm not dismissing it, but Jeremy Peña is still a winning piece, even when he's not hitting, because he's so good of a fielder.
On defense, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what does Jalen Petrie do? I guess he probably shows up early or something and is at meetings. I know Nick Caserio likes him. So I don't know. Maybe he diets does. Well.
No, I mean, that's what they say.
He doesn't tackle well. He doesn't cover well.
Yeah.
Consistently. Mm-hmm. There's been times where he does. Maybe he figures it out. I'm not dismissing Jalen Petrie, but I could see.
Yeah.
I could see like kind of a comparison here.
I hope. I mean, that's got to be the hope right now. And we'll also see, you know, the old draft never lies thing. If they end up.
If they draft the safety, that will say a lot.
Yeah, that's going to say a whole lot.
A whole heck of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets versus the Warriors. The Warriors just complete thumping of the Rockets, 133-110. This was basically a win to stay alive game. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the Splash Bros, with 29 points each. Ime Udoka after the game, not pleased with his squad's effort.
It looked like the moment was too big for a lot of players out there. So it looked like deer in headlights a little bit. Either look soft or scared, one or the other, and that's two bad things for a lot of our guys to have, and didn't rise up to the moment like I thought we would.
Soft or scared?
Deer in the headlights. By the way, he's not wrong. Like, this was over in the first half.
Yeah, the way they came out was...
It was over.
Yeah. It was done.
He's not wrong. Love that guy.
By the way, you know the biggest bit in sports right now, and I almost just
That's
watched,
saying a lot.
No, this is the biggest bit in sports.
The biggest.
Biggest bit in sports right now.
Okay, what is it?
Those Space City graphics got to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that you got a stat team and you are trying to figure something out, but, mm-hmm. I mean, my God, y'all know how to ruin a good thing.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
The other day they had the Amen Thompson next to David Robinson and
Dream
and Arvydas Sabonis, and it was like rookies with 7 rebounds and 12 like it was like some just asinine made up stat.
Yeah.
Then yesterday they put a side by side of Jalen Green and Steph Curry, and it was like stats since the All-Star break.
Good
and it had
Lord.
Points per game, shooting percentage, 3-point percentage, all that. I was like, Space City's got to stop, man.
It's cherry picking.
Like, come on. Don't ruin a good thing.
It's cherry picking specific time. Let me see this thing. You got it? Get the hell out of here. Oh, that means Jalen Green is Steph Curry. Okay, problem solved. We got our solution.
They'll always say, like, Alfie Sengun is the first player since Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to average 3 fouls, 20 points, 6 rebounds.
On over 50% shooting.
3 assists on over 52.6% shooting.
Yeah.
Stop with the graphics, Space
Some
City.
Poor dude had to look that up and find something that could make a graphic.
Are you kidding? We're putting Amen Thompson up there? I mean, that's not even fair to the young man.
No, God, no. It's most unfair to him.
You're putting Amen Thompson up there with a picture of Arvydas Sabonis, David Robinson, and Hakeem Olajuwon. What the hell are you doing?
He's the one that should be most upset. No, really.
You got a big game coming on. Oh, boy, that Steph Curry can't hold Jalen Green's jock.
Y'all can have Steph Curry. We got Jalen Green.
Just stop, man. Just let him be a good team. Shout out. It takes a lot of work to do that, but man, sometimes that's Jack Easterby stuff. Remember when Jack Easterby tried to justify the DeAndre Hopkins trade, and he had some poor PR person have to do the stats and send him out? And then our old boss tried to tell us, hey, and I'm like, dude, I'm not reading these. You kidding me?
Hey, this is just some facts for
just
y'all.
So you know.
Just so y'all know, my guy down there at the Texans, he gave us some of these numbers.
We're good.
We're good on that.
We're good. I don't need to try to sell David Johnson. Tari Eason, he was on Instagram. He was talking about the Warriors. He said, Warriors, come out and play. He wore the T-shirt that said the same thing yesterday. He was getting a little feisty with the Warriors players, despite the fact he hasn't played since early January. Klay Thompson was asked about it. This is what he had to say.
You guys heard that Warriors come out to play video?
Yeah, that's pretty lame, especially if you're not even playing. Like, it's one thing if you're playing, you're out there competing, and you can back it up, but if you're just going to be trolling from the sideline, like, bro, what are we doing? Like, at times we talk mess. At least we're out there competing. I'm not convinced. That's all I have to say about that.
He just looked. I couldn't put it any other way. He just looks awful. Awful off. Steph Curry trolled him. Obviously, you heard that.
Draymond had already said something.
Yeah, Draymond already said something, too.
Final Four tomorrow. 5:09 tip. NC State versus Purdue. I feel like DJ Burns is going to have a rough time.
Really? Eating?
Did you say eating?
Zach Eady.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying eating. I was like, damn, you're making fat jokes too. About DJ Burns.
I don't. I think that's going to be the focus of the
whole. So you think he's going to, how many points do you think he has? Do you think he has over 15?
Yes.
You think he has over 15 points?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many do you think Eady goes for?
He's really good.
26?
I was going to say 25 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Bama versus UConn?
I'm actually looking forward to that game more than
I actually think Bama has the best shot at UConn.
They're going to lose, but probably the best shot.
Yeah, because they're going to expose these centers.
Yeah.
UConn's
and they get up
centers.
The floor a lot. I mean, they get there quick. You know, they get there real fast.
Is Nance still going to do that post-game after Ian Eagle calls the game? Are we still doing that?
I'm really curious to see.
Just let Ian do it, please.
They should.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Yeah. Here's my tie.
Masters week. Masters week.
I'm really curious to see if that happens. But, you know, we've talked about it, and Ian Eagle's just been crushing it. He's been doing a fantastic job on that. Fantastic job. The other thing about the Final Four, the women's Final Four starts today. It's today. The women's Final Four is today, so that's even better.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're still watching that?
Yes.
It wasn't just a one-time thing?
No. I said the other day that I didn't know what to expect, but I ended up getting sucked in. Figgy did too. More than I thought, and now I got to see how it plays out.
Do you want to have an OG showdown?
An OG showdown?
Uncle Glenn is mad at Cameron.
Why?
For something that he said. We played Cameron from It Is What It Is, and Uncle Glenn is mad. Let's get this OG OG showdown.
All right, let's go
at lunch. I like when Glenn gets fired up. He's taking exception with Cameron. This is like old school rap beef type of thing.
Let's go.
So we'll get to that at noon. So get ready. We'll let Glenn get fired up. So when Glenn gets fired up, sometimes it gets a little bit crazy. We'll go to that. So you're really watching this women's thing?
Yeah. It's a good Friday night, 8:30 p.m. tip.
I wish I could check
Iowa
this.
Versus UConn. And then I undefeated wish I could South check Carolina. I'm not going to watch the first game, I don't think. But South Carolina's undefeated. They're probably going to end up winning the championship ahead of Caitlin Clark, but it'll be good. But no, it sucked me in, and it was very, very, very entertaining.
Okay, so you're...
I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah.
Not faking.
No faking.
What time's the game?
8:30.
Okay, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in too.
See? Man. Klay Thompson's in.
Paige Beckers, Caitlin Clark. Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good matchup.
Oh, that's the first one. I mean, that's the head-to-head. Paige Beckers is the one that...
Gino said was the best.
Yeah, best player in the country.
She's cold.
She's really good.
I think Gino's going to get him. I think UConn's going to win.
They might. It's going to be a hell of a game. You're going to watch it, aren't you?
No. I'll watch the highlights.
Okay.
It'll be the second highlights that I've watched of women's hoops, so that's kind of saying something. So, yeah, I'll check it out. I'll take y'all's word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm proud of you, Chris.
It's his generation like is trying to act like they like women's basketball.
How old is Chris?
Chris is young, man.
Yeah.
How old are you?
28.
So why does it matter what your age is if you like women's basketball?
I don't know that he really does.
Who? Yeah.
It's kind of like the way they act with smoothies and stuff. Like they act like they like really
like Chris.
Into it. Yeah, like they act a little like
Chris. You're fake.
They act like they
you're
like fraud? All this stuff.
I'm not fake. No, I'm not fake.
they like different stuff.
By the way, I have been to two women's Final Four tournaments, Final Fours.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's
Damn,
fake.
You were way down the ladder.
No,
they sent you on that assignment.
Nah, it was because it was locals.
Damn.
Remember
they gave you that?
Okay. Does the name Clarissa Day? Clarissa
the only Clarissa I know is Clarissa Explains It All from Nickelodeon. Melissa Joan Hart. That's the only Clarissa I know. I got to watch that Nickelodeon doc.
It's interesting.
I didn't know there was one. Is it just the bitter ones, though? Is it just like the bitter?
It's like Drake Bell and like some people from like... I forgot what show it was. It's interesting. It's
because I watched the 90s. I watched The Dark Side of the 90s, and it's like they're talking about all these shows bad, and it's like, oh, of course the girl from Family Matters that disappeared, basically they wrote her off the show and she went upstairs and never came back. Of course she hated her experience.
Yeah, because she didn't get paid.
And then Eddie and Urkel had like different things to say, but who knows. Speaking of that time, I don't know why Uncle Glenn is mad. The call screen says he's just not too pleased with Cameron.
All right, let's go.
So I did not think that on a day like today that Cameron was going to show was going to have a showdown with Uncle Glenn, but that's just kind of where we are. Lunchtime next. Plus, are the Texans ready to run away with the division? We talk a lot about the big picture. What about the small picture? Are we overlooking the most important step when it comes to hyping up the Texans? In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.